Hello, everyone. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire from CITR 101.9 FM. CITR broadcasts from the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam people at UBC, but today I'm speaking to you from the unceded traditional territory of the Kaykite peoples in New Westminster. This show has become a way for me to mark time since I went into isolation. I know it's been slightly different for everyone based on when the reality of the situation started to sink in for them, or maybe their jobs closed to the public, or an event was canceled. In the first week of quarantine, around March 13th, I spent 2 days making this super elaborate triple layer chocolate cake with cream cheese icing, and it was in the shape of a burger. It was for a birthday party that was canceled the next day. That said, no regrets about having a humongous chocolate cake for the first week of quarantine. If I were ever to do this again, I would definitely make the same choice. Since then, I've been working from home, making this radio show, and cooking. I've been really enjoying the New York Times cooking section posts on Instagram. Their focus is always on things you can make out of your pantry, which is really inspiring and nice to see that you can still come up with delicious things even if you don't have access to a grocery store every day. I also love the Bon Appetit test kitchen videos. In particular, Carla has awoken my love for lima beans. Who knew? She's also just like the nicest aunt you could possibly imagine. Another thing that was fun this week is my mom sent me a recording of a band my dad was in the 80s called The Problem. They were in Bellingham and they played at a venue called Mulligan's. So I'm going to play a little clip of that recording. My dad is the one giving the pre-song banter and singing in French for the first little while.
France in particular. It's called a Saint Plan pour moi, which means this life for me. And what's more, in response to our respect for the great European nations, we're not singing this in one language, but four. And anybody that can tell what they are doesn't know any of them.
So shout out Paul Taylor, circa 1980, 10 years before I was born. He was living his best rock and roll life at Mulligan's in Bellingham. Anyways, I hope you're all doing okay out there. I want to start this week's show with a sound collage of recordings I've taken or received in the last couple of weeks. Stay tuned for music afterwards.
Hi, my name is Eleanor. I am in East Van. I'm in the neighborhood outside my house. It is kind of gray and cloudy and like a little bit washed out here, but everything is very green from the rain, so that's very nice. A sound that I heard recently was on a walk around Trout Lake. There's a lot of bushes and greenery around the lake itself, and there was like a crazy amount of birds congregating. I think birds literally sounded like if there was like a bird conference. That's what I would say it sounded like. Just so many different sounds, so loud, very kind of stressful sounding, but also just remarkable. So that was nice to distract me for a little bit. Hope you're doing good.
I'm hoping you can hear the frogs in the background calling to each other. Isn't that fantastic?
Hey, this is Duncan in Vancouver, and one nice thing or good thing that I've noticed is video technology has really allowed me to stay in touch with my friends, and we've made it work to still be a support for each other and make each other laugh even though we can't be near each other. That technology's been around for such a long time, and other than having my kids talk to their grandparents, I've never used it. It sort of seemed like not that fun, but boy am I glad it's here now. And phone calls too. I've called people up that I don't normally talk to on the phone, but just to hear their voice and see how they're doing. And I guess this has shown me how people can support each other even when they can't see each other, and that's been really reassuring. Hope everyone's staying in touch and getting some support in this tough time.
Happy second day of spring. I love you. From your mummy on her walk in the wilds of Cumberland.
The Carnegie Community Action Project is based out of the downtown east side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
If you are sick and have contracted COVID-19, the BC Centre for Disease Control recommends staying home from work, school, and away from other public places. If you must go out, avoid using any kind of public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. Monitor your symptoms carefully. If your symptoms get worse, call your healthcare provider immediately. Get plenty of rest. Stay hydrated. If you have a medical appointment, call the healthcare provider ahead of time and tell them that you have or may have COVID-19. For medical emergencies, call 911 and notify the dispatch personnel that you have or may have COVID-19. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. As much as possible, stay in a specific room and away from other people in your home. Also, you should use a separate bathroom if available. If you need to be around other people in or outside of the home, always wear a face mask. Avoid sharing personal items with other people in your household, like dishes, towels, and bedding. Make sure all personal items are cleaned with general cleaning products after use. Clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters, tabletops, and doorknobs. Use household cleaning sprays or wipes according to the label instructions.
You gone. I walked around, I felt alone. Across out his name on the page.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, transmissions from quarantine week 3. You just heard a lovely cover of Age of Consent by Kayetana. Before that was a new one from Perfume Genius with On the Floor. And starting out the set was Porridge Radio with Don't Ask Me Twice. They're a British band that I just found out about yesterday, and I really like their vibe. Up next, I've got some girl pool with advice we're all going to be taking in isolation. Cut your bangs.
Last night I saw your face in the hollowed light. You were standing taller than a mountainside. Your long hair flowed down in blues and whites. And I just stood there bathed in the quiet. No, you say you'll cut your bangs. I'm calling your bluff. When you lie to me, it's in the small stuff. You say you'll cut your bangs. I'm calling your bluff. When you lie to me, it's in the small stuff. Now your mouth is foaming like a rabid dog. And where the river flowed is now a clouded fog. Your teeth are gnashing louder than your out of styrofoam. You said I should have brought my own mug. I said, yeah, me too. You said, well, what can you do? Take my number down. We can meet up when we're both in town. I found you in a parking lot, leaning on somebody's car. You said, don't worry, I'm quitting. I said, yeah, I believe you. There's nothing you can't breathe through, even when money's tight. We all got demons that keep us up at night. It's never been easy with you on the map. I saw you at the Fonda,
I've been running my mouth. You know I'm always wondering. I never get very far. Just end up retracing old scars. Never been easy with you on my mind, but I am in your corner and you are in mine.
that was Puke Sword with Ooh, Just to Be in the Room. Puke Sword is the solo project of Miles Black, one of the members of Pale Red, a band I love very much out of Nanaimo and the Gulf Islands. And before that, you heard Charlotte Cornfield with In My Corner. I'm going to take a little break and I'll be back with some more music here on CITR.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Oh.
You just heard Walgren with Two-Mouthed Woman, an old one from War Paint with Love Is to Die, and Lucky with We'll Find Time Somewhere. Walgren did a really amazing live stream yesterday, so you can probably still check that out on Instagram if you want to. And Lucky, I'm so proud of them. They just put out this little EP from isolation. They don't get to do a show, and which is the case for so many bands right now. So hopefully we'll get to see them play some of those songs at some point. Up next, I've got a new song from Cry Club with Obvious.
I've been out every night this week. I'm not sure I know how to speak without a glass of wine in hand. My bank account is getting nervous here. Can't take another purchase. Tell me, bitch, you need to stay at home.
Too far away, I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. Here's the first part, distilled from
how you want me to.
That was White Poppy with Rainbow off of their record Paradise Gardens, which is yet to be released. It's going to be out on April 24th. And it looks like you can order pink and clear Galaxy vinyl if you pre-order now. I love White Poppy. I've been listening to them for years. They used to be my favorite study music because it's engaging enough melodically, but not so punchy that you get pulled into the song all the time. And I just absolutely love the flow of her music. So shout out White Poppy. Before that was Julian Baker with Bite the Hand. And starting things out there was Australian duo Cry Club with Obvious. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to Transmissions from Quarantine number 3. I'll be back next week with more from Shoes on a Wire. Stay tuned to CITR for Deliberate Noise coming up next. Take care out there, everybody. Stay inside, wash your hands, call your mom, call your grandma. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye.